It's a Summer Breakfast Club on RSN. We're very, very delighted to welcome in Darcy Vesio to the show this morning. Named vice-captain for the Carlton Footy Club again. And before we know it, the AFLW season will be here and the Blues will be looking to get themselves back into finals contention again. Darcy, good morning. Thanks for your time.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, firstly, you know that half normally sits in this chair. Scotty and I are just filling in over the summer period, but half's away, well, not here, and I guarantee you he's not listening this morning. So this is a safe place. Is there anything you want to tell us about our man?
Oh, well, I thought, you know, I had to wake up a little bit earlier for this, and I thought, you know, we're all in this together, and it turns out he's not even here, but I'm a big fan of half, so got nothing bad to say so far.
How has his coaching developed over the years, Darcy? You've had him the whole time.
I feel like he's gotten better every year. I know we may not have reflected that in the way we've played, but I certainly feel like he's gotten a better understanding of us every year. He's responded really well to feedback he's received as well. He's always asking for feedback as well, like if he feels like he's needs to be doing something better or anything like that. But I'm trying to think of what some examples would be, but I feel like he's I really enjoy the way he engages with the group on game day. Like, he's a real storyteller. I'm sure you too.
Oh, we know that. Yes.
But I really respond well to that. So I feel like he's learning what the group responds well to, and he gets better and better with that.
Does he still join in drills? Does he get the thick calves and thighs out there and start mixing it up or not? Has he stepped back from that?
I think he stepped back from that a little bit this season. He does, he usually does enjoy showing off the calves every now and then. We'll be having a meeting and he'll start doing some calf raises or whatever.
He does it in here too, Darcy. We can picture.
Yeah, and his line is, it's okay to be jealous. everyone says, okay, let's get the meeting going. Because we've got a few other players as well, ex-players, so they've sort of stepped in, and I think half enjoys just being able to oversee the drill, so it works well for him.
Darcy, we're seeing more and more now in the AFLW competition player movement. The first couple of years there wasn't a lot, but certainly there's more and more of it now. You've been Carlton since day one. You're obviously vice-captain again next season, as we mentioned. What does it mean to you to stay with the Navy Blue while at your club and other clubs that we are starting to see a lot more movement?
Yeah, well, I feel like I've been pretty fortunate to be able to stay at the club as well. Like, I feel like it does take time to sort of develop really strong ties to a club. And I feel like, I've been really fortunate, and not everyone is in a position where they're able to build that, I guess. I feel like I'm very much a Carlton person. Like, I was working at the club as a graphic designer before I started playing there. So I've been around for like 7 years pretty much now. So, I love the club. And I feel like, the women's footy space has developed so much and the club's evolved with that. So, it's really exciting. And I'm really proud to have, been able to stick through tough times as well, and hopefully the next few years will be even better.
That's Taylor Harris was a big personality and a big factor in the forward line, which you shared with her. How do you make that adjustment to the new season, the forward structure?
I guess it'll be interesting to see, because we've played together since season two, and obviously she's a huge presence in the forward line, so it will be different, a different look forward line, but I know that I feel like Nick Stevens and I have been working really well together the past couple of seasons, so I'm really looking forward to seeing how that dynamic sort of shifts. And then we've got other players like Georgia G and Charlotte Hammond, sort of some younger girls coming through. So I think, probably won't be as tall, And, you know, obviously Tay's a great contested mark, so we'll be looking at doing things a bit differently. But, I'm really excited. Like, it feels really good at training. I think everyone's embraced a bit of a shift in dynamics, so, yeah, it'll be really fun.
Darcy Vesio joining us from the Carlton Footy Club, vice-captain again for the upcoming season, which starts next month. The length of the season, Darcy, we were touching on it this morning, knowing that we were talking to you, and I'm talking about the AFLW season as a whole. What, in your mind, what would be ideal in terms of the length of an AFLW season?
Well, I suppose a lot of the players, like, we really would love to be able to play every team once. I think that makes sense from a competition perspective. So, if it was this season, like, I'd love to have 13 home and away rounds and then, of course, the final series. So I think everyone would love to be able to push towards that, and we are pushing towards that. I guess next year with the 18 teams, we'd build towards 17 home and away rounds, and hopefully we can get there sooner rather than later.
Do you feel like it's close?
I definitely feel like we're a lot closer now. I guess we kind of are closer because we started as seven games and now we're at 10. But it certainly feels like we're at a point where, where the contracts could be changing in the future. And I think the AFL is starting to understand why the longer season is important and how so many players are really struggling to juggle work and footy at the moment. So I feel like we're reaching a bit of a tipping point, I guess, where, you can keep creeping on one game every year, but that squeeze only gets harder for a lot of players.
Darcy, a lot of people probably don't understand the training. Like, I think today's your day off, but you train the other 4 days. Or how many days a week are you training?
Yeah, clubs do it a little bit differently. So at Carlton, we train 3 times a week. So we do Tuesday night, Thursday night, and Saturday sort of morning. So they're usually 5-hour blocks because the AFLW contracts are still 15 hours a week for 6 months of the year. So we're sort of tied to that. But then outside of that, depending on, whether you work full-time or not, like, I'm a freelance graphic designer, so I'm able to sort of do a few extras here and there and make work for me around footy. So, yeah, I think a lot of people probably think that we're at the club a lot more than what we are, but hopefully that'll change in the future because I think the game it'll be unrecognisable once we've got those hours at the club working on our craft and everything like that.
Speaking of graphic designing, are you responsible for the So Fresh Blues graphic of the season launch from a couple of weeks ago?
Oh, no, that was the Carlton media team. I can't take any credit for that. It's funny, because when I was working at the club, I was doing a little bit of graphics, but I never really touched the social media stuff, but I still get credit for a lot of things. years and years on, if something comes out, a lot of people, they get frustrated because they'll say, oh, Darcy must have played a hand in this, and I never did, so... they're very good there.
I think it's because your own social game's strong, Darcy. So everyone just kind of links it all together and thinks that that must have been you. Hey, thank you so much for joining us this morning. As we say, it's not that far away, the start of the AFLW season. So great year last year for you personally, and hopefully as a team you can get yourself back into finals calculations. Thanks for the chat.
Thanks so much. Have a good day.
Darcy Vesio, the vice-captain of the Blues, joining us on the Summer Breakfast Club.
She's a gun, All-Australian, BNF winner, and it's going to be her forward line.
It is.
Daniel Sun, her coach, needs to come up with a different look.
Yeah.
That's why he's taking 6 weeks off.
Is that why?
Focus on this, yes.
Yeah.
He needs to lift.
He's got a bit of work to do, I think. Correct. Yeah, but if they build it around Darcy, I think
that's a good thing.
Pretty good starting point, isn't it?